This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with our friends from Klaus Financial, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have questions, give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com, that's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, and their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you, kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say, appointment at Klaus Financial. You can also learn a little bit about Klaus as well as sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, all at the website klausfinancial.com and their telephone number 442-5637. Without any further ado, we are joined this week by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Very well. How are you?
Doing great. Malia, how are you this morning?
Very good. I was just thinking that we're going to start throwing some acronyms around because I'm hearing your weather guy tell us about all these nicknames, like getting on the fish hatch this morning.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what? You give us a hard time about not understanding what we're saying. Yeah. So.
We'll put together a couple of manuals for both. So
that's right.
Malia and CJ, of course, come to us from Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com. And if you have questions for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later in the program as well, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Outback Steakhouse. Before we get rolling on this week's show, let's look back at last week's and let's review the quiz question of the week and give only not only the question but the answer as well.
Yes, so first of all, we'd like to congratulate Mary of Jefferson. She was our winner last week, so congratulations. Thanks to all our listeners and callers. Last week's question was, at what age are you required to take RMDs from your Roth IRAs? And the answer was, you're not required to take anything, any RMDs from your Roth IRA. So a little bit of a trick question. If you're listening, though, you would have gotten the answer. So thanks for listening and calling in.
Fantastic. And don't forget, listen closely each and every week and the chance to win the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Again, a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for the Outback Steakhouse. And again, we'll do another one a little bit later on this program. The prize, fantastic as always. Let's get rolling then and talk a little bit about collecting Social Security and based on your spouse versus your own benefits. A lot of people have questions there, and a lot of people, I know we've actually had callers that were quite surprised about the spouse part as well. Let's tell people what they need to know there.
Yes. For those who have earned enough credits to collect a Social Security benefit on their own record, which is 40 credits over 10 years is the minimum to be eligible for your own record, then you can simply collect at age 62, which is the earliest you can draw, but is a reduction of your full benefit, of course, because you're drawing, you know, early, or your full amount at age 66 or 67, also known as your FRA. Keep that in the back of your mind, by the way, because FRA is used all across the Social Security website, and that confuses people. Your FRA for every American is somewhere between 66 and 67. So again, if you've earned enough on your own merit to collect, then you can draw at 62 is the earliest, 66, 67, or you can even wait all the way up to age 70, which is what we call delayed retirement credits continue up until age 70. But if you have not worked or paid Social Security tax, or you do not have enough Social Security credits to qualify for your own Social Security benefit, that doesn't mean you won't necessarily be able to draw. As a matter of fact, a lot of people never worked in a job that paid into Social Security or just never paid into Social Security at all or never worked at all and still get a benefit. By the way, for those who are listening, there is a reason that Social Security is struggling because there's people that get to draw off of it who never paid into it. But to qualify for spouse's benefits, you must be at least age 62 or caring for a child entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record who is younger than age 16 or disabled. Mm. If you start receiving benefits as a spouse at your full retirement age, you will get 50% of the monthly benefit of what your spouse would receive at their full retirement age. So again, if you wait to your full retirement age, then you're going to get 50% of what your spouse would have received or is receiving in their full retirement age. If, however, you start it at age 62, at your age 62, you'll get 35% of what your spouse's full retirement benefit would be. So a lot of numbers we're throwing around here. Bottom line for you to understand is you may still be eligible to draw for your spouse's record, even if you never earned enough credits to qualify for your on your own.
And what if you do have enough credits, though, to qualify on your own? What do people need to know there?
Yeah, so if you do have enough and you say, hey, I have enough to qualify, but my own benefit is less than half of my spouse's, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you can qualify for all of yours, and the difference will be made up on your spouse's record. So we've seen it, husband drawing 2,000, spouse's record is 500, right? Mm-hmm. But then actually she ends up getting $1,000 a month because 50% of 2,000 is 1,000.
You know, I love talking with you guys, by the way. It is something that if you were teaching a class, this is how it would be explained to be under. I mean, it's very, there's a lot going on, but it's very understandable.
I feel like we need a whiteboard. Yeah, this exactly. Is the weakness of radio, folks, right?
No such thing.
That's right. I know.
CJ and Malia joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you want to hold on to that telephone number as well, coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have a Klaus quiz question of the week. That is, of course, telephone number for Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. So let's talk then a little bit more about what you need to know. For example, if your spouse is receiving and qualifying for this and you've never worked outside of the home, are you able then to take half of the amount, or how does that part work?
Yes. Yeah, so CJ just kind of acted like the parent. Now I'm going to be the teacher, because this is what happens. I teach my children things, mm-hmm. and then they go to school and they really learn them. They come home and tell me what they learned from the teacher. So that's what we're going to do here now. Okay.
Perfect.
So, keeping it simple, so if you're married,
okay.
and you don't have any benefit coming from your own records, so that's what CJ just explained, you are entitled to either all of your benefit,
okay.
or half of your spouse's benefit. So as he said, you're going to make up the difference. If you have a small benefit, you'll make up the difference that will equal half of your spouse's. But here's the kicker today. You must be married at least a year, okay? So hopefully nobody's struggling married out there right now, but a year is the ticket to this.
Okay.
And at that point, they'd have their benefit. You collect half of yours. So sometimes this gets a little tricky. We've seen people who actually get divorced. They've been married 30, 40 years. They get divorced, and then they decide to get remarried, and that's a kicker there too. If you get remarried, then we've got an issue as far as you not being able to qualify for your ex-spouses, because now you're remarried and your new spouse perhaps has a lower amount that they're going to be collecting, so that could affect your future Social Security. So we always are recommending people go sit down with Social Security and see what their situation may be.
Yeah. So you just, to Malia's point here on this, you have to be careful with divorce or death and remarriage, because that can impact the benefit off of your ex-spouse's or deceased spouse's record. So it's just important before you jump back into another marriage to be aware of how that may impact your future benefit.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Jim checks in with a question about Social Security. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on the air with C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial.
Yes, two questions. What happens if an unmarried person does not have the full 10 years of paid into the Social Security?
Yep.
And who qualifies for Medicare in that situation?
So I heard you say, what happens if you're unmarried and don't have enough credits to qualify for Social Security, but you do have Medicare.
No, no.
How do you get Medicare?
How do you get Medicare?
Yes.
I believe, and Malia can correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you can still qualify for Medicare, but you will just have to pay out of pocket for Part B instead of it being reduced through Social Security. Malia, is that your understanding?
Right. And if you didn't earn enough credits or you weren't married, I think the main question here is that you're probably on disability. I mean, you're probably on another program that's paying you monthly because you weren't able to work throughout your life. So that really was how Social Security was intended for the people who could not work, the disabled and widows and so forth. That's how the whole program got started.
Good point.
I think that's the crux of it.
Yeah, good point.
And that unmarried person who is not disabled and doesn't have enough credits would get no Social Security?
Go ahead, Malia. I didn't hear that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so normally a person who hasn't worked and I would imagine is probably disabled because they're not able to work, and they're probably going to secure monthly benefits from Social Security in the form of disability or some other social service type of monthly payment. So that is the problem right now with Social Security, is we do have a lot of people collecting, as we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Fantastic question, Jim.
Thanks,
thank
Jim.
You for the call. Let's go now to Anne Marie. Anne Marie, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Klossum and Leah Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, I'm glad to listen to you guys. And I'm still having questions about a 72T that I was able to use for a hardship program here.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if the laws changed, because I thought that program would end and then I would have this year of not knowing what to do for income. But now I'm being told that I can draw out from the fund. So I'm really curious where I can find the written information on this.
Yeah. So first off, Anne-Marie, if you call our office later on, we can give you a link to a sound resource on 72T. But for others who are listening who don't know what you and I are talking about, 72T is actually a provision that allows people to access their pre-tax retirement funds before the age of 59 and a half, because typically you have to wait to 59 and a half unless some sort of exception applies. Exception being first time down payment on a home, you know, sometimes death, or there can be different things that qualify you for an exception of removing funds without a penalty. One of those exceptions is 72T, and 72T is equal and periodic substantial distributions that continue up until the age of 59 and a half. So Anne Marie, those distributions continue to 59 and a half, and that's one of the downfalls of 72T, is that it can lock you into some sort of periodic distribution plan that doesn't end until you reach 59 and a half, at which point then you can stop it or continue it at will. But call our office.
Anne Marie, thank you so much. And there,
thank you.
That telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also, going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. It's a $25 gift card for Outback Steakhouse. We'll tell you all about that coming up in the next segment. Talking about a very, very popular conversation we have here on Money in Motion, which is Social Security. And there's a lot folks need to know. And we mentioned a little bit before the break about marriage. Let's talk a little bit about the other side of marriage, which is divorce. And what do we need to know there? And there's something I remember doing a show with you guys a couple of years ago, and this came up. There's some interesting things when it comes to Social Security and ex-spouses. What do we need to know there?
Yes. I suppose before I mention Social Security and divorce, as a financial advisor, I should just say, going through a divorce is one of the most difficult things relative to financial planning and retirement planning. It really kind of can blow up your overall plan. So my first encouragement would be, if and when possible, and it's not always possible, I totally get that, try to not get divorced, because it tends to blow up those financial plans and you have to start back over. And sometimes we're starting over at 55, 60, it can be really difficult. And I'm not trying to be insensitive, by the way. I realize sometimes it's unavoidable. Mm-hmm. But if your marriage lasted at least 10 years, you may be able to get benefits on your former spouse's record, even if they have remarried, but if you remained unmarried. So we mentioned before, death, divorce. If you get remarried, it can change your ability to draw off of your ex-spouse's record, who you were married to at least for 10 years. We had this happen with one client who had a very wealthy spouse who then went through a divorce. They were married for 20 years, went through a divorce, got remarried, and actually for this particular man, he lost a substantial benefit because his new spouse didn't have much of a record. You know, yada, yada, you get the point. Mm-hmm. Just be careful with that. Before you jump back in to a new marriage, you want to understand how it could impact your future benefit.
What about the loss then of a spouse through death? What happens then if one of the spouses passes away? What do we need to know with that?
Yeah, you know, and this is an area we're sensitive to, because when you're living with your partner and you've both been collecting your retirement income and your Social Security benefits, it all just seems like it's, you know, one big deposit every month. But suddenly, when one passes away, you are truly losing half of that benefit coming right back out of the house. So you will be able to keep the highest of the two benefits going forward, but the other one will be stopped immediately by Social Security. So when we're doing the retirement income forecast, we're really taking that into consideration. You know, the income may look good today, but if we lose a spouse, what's it going to look like then? And are we going to have enough income from other sources to replenish that? So this is a really important point that people kind of miss.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about the special widow benefit there as well.
Right. So there is a special widow's benefit, and that can provide reduced benefits as early as age 60. So you'll hear us constantly on this show talk about age 62 is the earliest you can draw Social Security. But there is a special widow's benefit. And so Social Security currently actually pays out 5 million widows and widowers across the country a monthly Social Security benefit. And, you know, when we talk about the impact of Social Security, how it's being, you know, slowly impacted by all different forces, this is definitely one of them. We need to continue paying out benefits, but that's pretty sizable knowing that 5 million benefits are going out every month from Social Security.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Coming back, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also wrap some things up as we continue our conversation with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial. We'll do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website at Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in just a moment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Before we head out, a couple of things. Is there a with Social Security, is there a death benefit portion of Social Security?
Yes, there is, as a matter of fact. Most people would say no to that question.
Just do air quotes when we say benefit.
Yeah, I know. Yes, because the dollar amount is so small. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a lump sum from Social Security upon the death of a spouse, but the living spouse who's in the same household can receive a one-time lump sum benefit of hold the horses, $255. So, yeah, so it's, you know, goodness, even to call it a lump sum is almost silly. Generally speaking, the idea here is spouse passes away. Does that benefit continue to you? The answer is no, unless you're age 60 for widow's benefits, right? Or unless you're eligible on your own record and then you draw the higher of your ex-spouse's or yours. That's the way it works.
Great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there's no cost for the initial appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, a $25 gift card for Outback Steakhouse. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many widows and widowers are currently collecting Social Security benefits? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Outback Steakhouse. And don't forget as well, that is the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. You can set up an appointment. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you one. Again, their number 442-5637. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thank you. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.